We like hops, and bunnies hop. You see the connection? Happy Easter, everybody, from the Beer Coosters Podcast. Can't believe you guys made me do that.
Okay, I got there.
Well, you can rock it, chop it, roll it, do the slop, and even stroll it at the hop. When a rack starts spinning, eat your lips, and when you chicken at the hop.
Let's crack it.
I am straight craftus erectus right now.
Oh, don't drink that beer. That's for the bugs. Here, have this wine.
I'm quite a few ounces into the show right now.
Welcome to the Beer Coasters.
Hello, and welcome back to the Beer Coasters Podcast. This here is a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere, once in a while in between. I'll be your host this week. This is Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada, and joining me is...
Mike from Boston, Massachusetts.
And Crazy Dave from Temecula, California.
Crazy Dave is back in the yes. house.
I found myself lost on a deserted island after I was forced to walk the plank. I had nothing but a cup of grog, a mean hangover, and a couple turtles to ride upon.
Okay, we'll stop you right there. So this is our Easter show. I don't think we've ever done an Easter show. I don't think
we
did.
Have.
We've done Easter.
Don't they
shows?
Drink wine on Easter Sunday and not beer?
Say that.
Who's they?
I don't know, the Christians.
Don't listen to this show. Okay.
Christian.
No, but this is our Easter show, and it's a
an Easter show.
Single hop show. Get it? Hop, hop,
hippity hop.
Dude, we should have had Playboy Bunnies on the show.
It's a good idea. We should have.
Dude, let's call some
right, Toby.
And this happens to be episode number 150. So we've hit another milestone.
Not done an Easter
150.
Show.
That's a lot of podcasts.
Sesquicentennial? Is that what it is?
Sesquicentennial?
Sequicentennial? Something like that.
Yeah. I don't know.
So on the show, we're doing single hop beers with our fermentation conversation beer being the Rogue's Chateau Rogue Good Chit Pilsner.
This right. isn't that easy to find, by the way. I couldn't find it.
Yeah, I had a tough time myself.
And Mike, what will you be trying for your single
for
hop?
For my
beer?
Single hop tasting flight, I'm going to try Weyerbacher's a double Simcoe IPA.
And you might sneak in a second one in there, right?
Time will tell.
All right.
Hey, I bought two single hop beers.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I'm going to only have one tonight, though.
What one are you drinking?
I'll do the Hangar 24, the Columbus right. IPA.
Cool. And I'll be going back to Knee Deep, which I just did Knee Deep for our St. Paddy's Day show this year. Going back to them, I'm trying their Citra Extra Pale.
Extra?
So, yeah, Extra Pale. So, what do you say, fellas? Should we try out some of this good chit?
Thanks, Easter Bunny. Yeah.
Bark, bark.
This is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
Le chateau.
Right.
Learning. Fermentation conversation. Sweet.
Yeah.
We pulled this one off.
So, yeah. This is the Chateau Rogue. And this is first growth. Good Chit Pilsner. That's Chit.
Chit.
C-H-I-T. This is from Rogue. Is it Rogue Brewing? Or is it like
Rogue Ales. You've said Rogue Ales before, and yeah, you're right. Rogue Ales.
I think it is. Yeah. Rogue Ales out of Newport, Oregon. 6% ABV.
I knew that.
And 40 IBUs.
Seems kind of high for a Pilsner.
Oh, did I mention that? It is a Pilsner.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's in the name as well, huh?
Yes.
Just in case you were wondering. So we're going to crack it, and I'm going to rattle off some ingredients. one of my favorite sounds.
Rattle it off.
So, for hops, they use... Oh, this is from their Rogue Micro Hop Yard, I guess. And they use Liberty hops. And for malts, they use Wireman Acidulated Rogue Micro Barley. Oh, it's from their micro barley farm. They use Dare Floor Malt, which I think is like the process of how they malt.
Yeah.
Right? They like roll it on the floor.
Floor malting, yeah.
Kind of crack it and have it germinate.
Yeah, it's like they do everything. It's crazy. It's like this is from the farm to the glass. You know, it's pretty nuts. All on their own farm. But it's not considered organic. So they must not use like organic ingredients or anything, but it's all grown on their own hop farm and their own grain, their own farms.
Yeah. So. Well, it's possible that it is organic. It's just not like certified organic from. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they also use a Czech Pils yeast and, of course, the free range coastal water.
Yep.
From the Rogue River.
This is pale. This is like the one of the most pale beers I've ever seen. This is
I can actually see through the glass. I can see Toby on the screen. Yeah. He's looking a little jaundiced, but it's I can see everything.
It's almost clear. It's almost
crystal like clear with a yellow tinge.
It's just like a very tint. Yes, a tint of yellow. It's
perfect. Like head though. It's like fluffy, just kind of hanging there. All the carbonation bubbles are rising to the top really quickly, but it's got a nice fluffy big bubble head. Very soapy looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Smells like a lager. Yeah, there's that lager bite on the nose with some lemon.
We'll call it the Czech metal smell.
Yeah.
Czech metal!
Prase umí karate, vepřový si nedáte, u té
nevíste. A very, like, grainy, lemony, possibly some honey.
Very lemony. Honey, lemon.
Grass? Like a lemon grass?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. I'm thinking like some kind of lemon herb something, and it's lemongrass. That's it. Right. It, you know, it does have that little bit of metallic-y aroma to it, but I don't know. We're going to have to take a sip here, but it just, it still smells like a better version of
it's,
a lager.
It doesn't have that skunkiness that you can get from you know, some of your other European pilsners or European style lagers. But that's what us Americans love, right? That skunky
Americans. Yeah. Let's take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Very crisp. A little metallic-y.
But it's got a crisp. I want to say it has a dry finish, but you know what? It's still kind of lingering on that little bit of metallic-iness is on my tongue.
It's like an astringent, dry bitterness.
But it's got a crisp metallic-y flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it stops. Like you get it, and you get some lemon and some crackery type malts, and it stops.
Yep.
But this is a good... This is one of those where, you like lager or you like American light... You know, lagers, try this. You know, this is kind of like this. This is kind of like the next step up to say, okay, well, you like this style. Well, here's at least a more
homegrown,
proper version of the style. That's interesting, though, that whole, floor, because I don't think I've even heard that before, the floor malting thing.
Man, we've done, what have we done? Like, we've done more lagers and pilsners in the past, like, 2 months on the show than we've done in the entire history of the show.
Probably.
I think.
that probably explains some of the absence of Beer Coaster Chris, too, for a lot of the
show. Yeah.
A lot of it's not our favorite style either, but you know, when we're in, we're getting close to the end of our third season here, and you start to I don't want to say run out of styles, but we noticed that that was one of the styles that we were kind of missing. Yeah. You know, in this case, it was just a single hop, and it happened to be a Pilsner. You know, some of the other ones right. were, you know, different styles, but
or some yeah, of the just other ones like
are different styles.
Reading we'll be the label
later on in the show. What would you pair this one with?
I think this might go. I'm not a big like oyster fan, but I think that this would go good with something like that. Like maybe spicy, or maybe like just like a peppered oyster shooter, you know, or something yeah. like that. Or maybe some fried calamari, or
That's a good one. Yeah, calamari.
Like deep fried seafood or something like that, you know.
Yeah, some kind of like I thought the fried calamari is a good bet, or just some really light fried fish would be good, like a really kind of lighter white fish with some lemon and or maybe a yeah. little, you know, not too heavy on any kind of herbs and spices, but
maybe even some fish tacos, you know.
Yeah.
not real yeah. heavy on the sauce, like the tartar sauce or whatever sauce that they would use in a fish taco, but
yeah.
something like that, you know, with the cabbage and the lightly breaded fish, or even like a grilled fish taco, you know.
Yeah, sure. Well, if you get a chance, this is limited, right? Their whole Chateau Rogue.
Well, series. I've been seeing, yeah, they've had, this is probably the fifth or sixth one in their whole Chateau Rogue series. And I don't know if they are, if they repeat them or if it's a one-time release. Mm. I've seen this one for probably the last 6 months around town. I've seen this one. I think I did another Chateau Rogue on the show.
Yeah.
Or maybe Chris did. He might have done the black lager, the Dertoir. I think he did.
Right.
So
I think so.
But yeah, these might be limited.
They actually say it says no chemicals, preservatives, or additives. So I mean, I don't know what else they would need to do to actually, you know, have it be organic, but
right. Just anyway. That certification, I guess. I wonder how much it costs.
That's what it boils down to. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
cool.
Rate beer, they rate this 89 out of 100.
Oh, not bad.
And Beer Advocate users rate this an 87, which is considered good.
Wow. Not bad for a Pilsner.
Yeah. Not too shabby. But man, is this clear. It's like...
Yeah.
Fizzy yellow. Maybe... This may be lighter than some American light lagers.
Well, I don't know, because... When's the last time? Well, first of all, when's the last time
someone poured one into a glass?
Right, exactly. What was it I just had recently and I poured it into a glass and I was like, that's what it looks like? I think it was Pacifico. I think I poured it into a glass with like a slice of lemon and I was like, holy crap, that's what it looks like? You know, super pale and light and whatever, you know, like Corona. Food, a little bit of food.
It's like, I don't know water. If anybody's ever done any, like target shooting or any kind of like outdoor, like when you get those yellow lenses. Have you ever yeah. seen those like safety lenses or yellow? It's just like that.
Yeah.
It's like looking through. Talk about your beer goggles. All right. So check them out. Rogue.com. More beers are coming up.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
And now out west, it's time for Crazy Dave to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Crazy. All right. Crazy for drinking.
Well, I'm getting crazy to drink here some more IPA. I got Hangar 24. Hangar 24 Columbus IPA. Hangar 24 is out of Redlands, California. This is an IPA, obviously. ABVs are 7.0, or I should say is 7.0. IBUs are 77. This is 100% Columbus hops, and the website said 5 different malts, but it didn't really say what they were. So I don't
know. Let's see. Pale Two Row, Munich. what was it, Mike? We were talking about it last week, like the three standard malts that they use in
I forget, but yeah, that we were rattling off that they seem to I wish I could remember. That sucks.
It was like Pale Two Row, Munich, like and something else.
It's like what, the Holy Trinity of malts?
Yeah, something like that. It's just a really popular
combination
of malts in lighter beers, I guess, not the darker ones.
Huh.
Anyway, okay. Sorry.
Well, I'm sure those three are in this if there's five, so yeah, so blah 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 blah. I'm gonna open this.
Now this is the second Hangar 24 beer you've done, right, Dave?
Yeah, I did another. What did I do?
Yeah, see, we don't keep record of our guests' beers.
Yeah, I noticed that. I don't get.
If we look at an old show sheet, it would be.
I don't get my pint ratings put up or anything. I was like, what the hell is going on?
That's more code. That's more code we would have to put in. And,
oh, really? You know. Yeah, it's just too much work.
We don't want to deal with it.
let's see. Maybe in season 4 we'll get to that.
Yeah. We'll add our guests.
Add our guests from season 3.
Jeez.
Crazy Dave beer notes. So maybe it's on this one.
We'd have to hire
Chris
back.
I had the chocolate porter from them. That's what it was.
Ah, yes.
Well, why don't you just put my stuff on Chris's place?
Oh, there you go.
There you go, see? No programming.
That's a good
nothing.
Idea.
And I'll start drinking a whole bunch of shit beer and see if he notices. I'll put Corona on there like 5 times.
Corona, 5 pints, yeah.
This actually pours really light and it's got a big frothy head on it. I can smell something. Like, I'm not even getting my nose to it and I can smell that there's a beer in the house here. Oh, yeah, that's definitely hoppy. I was going to say, it's definitely citrusy, a little bit fruity, too.
Picking up any of those 5 malts in
those
there?
Malts? Yeah, no, that's what I was trying to detect now, is the malts. And they're definitely coming through now, a little, you know, under the layer of hops that are coming off it.
Taking a sip, yeah!
It's interesting with this, because, like, at first, I get a malty flavor, like crackers or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bitterness comes in from the hops afterwards. So it's not like usually, you know, like the hops usually kind of are like in your face, and then you get the maltiness. This was kind of the reverse, which is kind of strange. On the end of it, it definitely get a dry tasting kind of hoppy flavor. Like everything just kind of like dries up in my mouth, and all that's left is like the hop bush, which is not really my favorite of all things.
Bush. We've got bush.
Bush. It's definitely pretty well balanced. I mean, it's still an IPA, but it's got a pretty good backbone to it, I think.
The next time I'm drinking wine, I'll be like, this tastes like I'm really picking up on the grape bush. And
no, but there can be, you know, those kinds of profiles in wine. Like sometimes
bush?
You know, not necessarily bush. I mean, if you're getting that, I mean, that is. Something else going on, you know, like some secondary yeast or something.
I just like saying bush.
No, this is definitely kind of bitter. I don't know. It's not incredibly powerful.
It's very. Is it drinkable though? Consider. I mean, it seems like the flavors are maybe a bit subdued, but is it drinkable?
It's okay. It's not a mess of a beer. You know, I could definitely say that. You know, it's got a distinct flavor to it. I just don't know if it's the flavor for me. It's clean. It's a decent beer. It seems to have a good balance to it. It's just that it's got that funky bitterness on the end that. Like maybe a little more sweetness would do it some good. I don't know. We could talk about that later. But
you pair anything with it?
I am thinking something like something vegetable-y, but not like a plate of vegetables. Like I don't know, like some sort of like a stew. Not really a stew, but maybe like chicken soup with like you know all the different vegetables, like the carrots and the celery and things like that. Yeah, that might go good. Chicken soup with veggies.
Chicken soup and beer.
Yeah.
Great way to make yourself feel a lot better.
Oh yeah.
Dry, very dry on the end. Definitely very dry. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I forgot to give the ratings. Yeah.
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 I'm
an excellent coaster.
Yeah.
Of course, Ray Beer has a 97 rating and 96 of style. And the Beer Advocate came in at 81, and the Brothers came in. Did the Brothers have this 90? I must not have done that right. Let me look at this.
He's second guessing his notes.
You think you didn't drink the beer correctly, or the Allstar Brothers rating was correct?
I can't believe the Allstar Brothers actually rated something.
So for season 4, are we going to cut out Beer Advocate as well?
Okay, the Beer Advocate. Can't do that.
Rate beer, we're cutting out. But...
Wait a minute. Oh no, the Brothers did not rate this. Oh. Sorry, I forgot to delete that from my last time that I used the spreadsheet. Okay, right. So Beer Advocate's users came in at 81, and the Brothers, like I thought, did not rate this. So yeah, check it out. Hangar24brewery.com is the website, and this was the Columbus IPA. It's got a picture of a plane flying and some hops and some hop fields. So
sweet.
They got cool labels, so definitely check them out.
Dusting beer. Dusting the hop bushes.
Yeah.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
All right, this is Toby out west, and for my western region single hop beer this week, I am doing Knee Deep Brewing's Citra Extra Pale Ale.
Knee Deep.
Knee Deep Brewing is out of Lincoln, California.
Where the hell is Lincoln, California?
I think it's in Los Angeles County, maybe Orange County. I'm not sure exactly. This is an American Pale Ale, 6.0% ABV, 45 IBUs. What do you say? I go ahead and crack it.
You fail at geography, dude.
No?
Is it like Northern California?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like I know it's not Orange County or LA.
Whatever.
It's just northeast of Sacramento.
Okay.
North of Rockland.
Yeah, that's what he meant to say.
Yes.
Well, you were close because it's by Citrus Heights, so if that's what you were thinking with Orange County.
Okay, there you go. that's where the confusion was. Okay, so...
Oranges, citrus. It all gets
confusing. Speaking of oranges...
OC.
Speaking of oranges, I got a nice orange-colored beer here. Very clear. I got about a human finger of a frothy off-white head. Nice carbonation bubble action going on.
Now with carbonation bubble action.
Yeah. Like I said, the hops are Citra hops, which I just found out is a hybrid of a number of different hops. This is according to BrewDudes.com. Pretty popular with homebrewers nowadays. The blend is as follows: 50% Hallertauer, Middelfra, 25% U.S. Tettnanger, 25% East Kent Golding, Bavarian Brewer's Gold, and other unknown hops.
How about instead of Citra, we call this the Mutt Hop?
Yeah. And not only like that, but like the hard to pronounce names of hops.
And my brewing book is a little older than the Citra hops, I guess, came out. So, anyway, on to this beer. I couldn't get any other ingredients other than the Citra hops and a blend of Canadian and German malts. So, on the nose. Oh, yeah. Very fruity. A little bit of an earthy pine. Ooh, this smells really good. Yeah, there's this, it like bounces back and forth between this really sweet fruit smell, kind of like a, almost like a pineapple or a grapefruit, and then it bounces right back over to this pininess. There's not much on the malts on the nose. It smells really good. My head is dissipated, and now I'm going to take a sip. Yeah, tastes a lot like it smells, except for there's the bitterness that's really there.
You can't smell bitterness?
Well, there's your typical, you know, hoppy bitterness. A little bit of that sweet fruitiness in the middle.
Ooh, smells salty.
Well, actually, salt. I've had a beer that smelled and tasted salty. It was at Maharaja.
Oh, yeah.
F Avery? Beer. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, this is, if you like your hops, this is good. Nice big hop flavors. It is balanced nicely with a little bit of toasted kind of cracker malt backbone, but very hop forward. Very fresh tasting. Yeah, the hops in this are really nice. There's no, you know, because like Mike was saying, it's like a mutt of a hop. You'd think like we've had beers on the show before where they use so many different kinds of hop varieties in one beer that it starts to get muddled and the hops don't play well together, all the different flavors. You know, if you pick hops from all over the spectrum and throw them in, you know, you're going to get some weirdness out of it. But with this, I mean, with the single hop, even though it is a hybrid of so many different strains, it just comes through as a really nice, clean. You get the fruitiness, you get the pininess, you get a little bit of the earthiness. And it's just, you know, if you, like I said, if you like hops,
and we do.
You know, yeah. I mean, not like an like over hoppy, you know, not like if you're a hop head that just loves super hoppy beers. I'm just saying if you like can really appreciate the hop and you really like the taste of hops, this is excellent. I mean, it's got just this great hop flavor. And it does have a nice little malty backbone to balance everything out, you know. It's not like hop water. For a food pairing,
Could our listeners play a drinking game this week? Every time we say hop, they actually have to take a drink.
Because we say hops every show, but not like today when we're talking about hops and bunny hopping and, you know.
Hip to the hop, hops, to the hop.
Hip, and hip-hop. Hip-hop music hip-hop, you got stop. Playing throughout.
food pairing, I think some spicy seafood, I think, would be good with this.
Like a conch chowder,
or like some or those shrimps, like shrimp with like spicy grilled shrimp with like garlic and like some red pepper.
Yeah, things totally, and not like a really really hot spicy, but just something with
a little bit
with the spicy flavor, you know, and shrimp would be good, like grilled shrimp. Yeah.
Totally.
Rate Beer gave this one a 94. Ooh. And an 83 from the Beer Advocate users, which is good. So this is Knee Deep Brewing. Check out their website, kneedeepbrewing.com.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. With a wide variety of hard-to-find craft beer on draft and bottle. Special tappings every month. Don't forget to stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft coupon. That's right, Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
All right, time for my tasting flight. This is Mike in Boston, and I'm going to try Weyerbacher's Double Simcoe IPA. This is from Weyerbacher Brewing Company out of Easton, Pennsylvania, and their website is www.weyerbacher.com. That's Weyerbacher. This is a double IPA with an ABV of 9%, and the IBUs are 90. And the single hop used in this beer is, of course, Simcoe.
You know who you sound like? You sound like the guy that introduces like the products on The Price is Right.
And here we have...
Just the cadence and the way you were going about that.
I'm going to crack it.
All right.
Ooh, it's like... Even pours like it's kind of slick.
Slick?
It's a bit slick. The cloudy, almost orange in color. It might just be a chill haze, though. Got about a finger of head on the nose. Very citrusy. A bit of like a little bit of toffee maltiness in there. But man, it's lots of hops on the nose. Lots of citrusy hops on the nose.
But do they have a regular Simcoe? Did you already say that? Sorry.
I'm not sure. I know that this is one.
Or is this because it's like a double IPA that's just Simcoe?
Yeah, the website doesn't show anything about that.
This is a regular release from them. Regular year-round beer. So I can actually look at the year-round.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything. If they have the double Simcoe IPA, then they have the hops infusion.
Yeah. Then they have
a blithering idiot. Yeah. An old heathen, tiny, verboten.
Hoppy, but there's a sweet maltiness in there, but there's a kind of an oily, it's kind of like a oily bready kind of, it's kind of going back and forth a bit. You get kind of an oily hop and then a sweet bready malt.
No, on their website they talk about maximum aromatic oils.
Yeah. it's a very oily hoppiness. It's almost like a fresh hop beer, or like something that's dry hopped, you get that real kind of, a hop oil, or something that's put in like a dry hop, where it's kind of getting those hop oils in there. It's a lot like that. And it actually brings a little bit of smoothness to the beer from,
So the thing that makes it bitter is bringing smoothness to it?
Yes.
Sure, yeah.
Why not? I know it's kind of strange, but... It's got that oiliness. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's still got a bitter hoppy flavor on the tongue, but the mouthfeel is kind of a little slicker and richer,
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't know that Simcoe was a registered trademark.
Yeah. And the funny part is too, because I don't know if this is actually cheating, but Simcoe is actually a hybrid hop. If I'm gonna pair something with this, I don't know. For some reason, I want something really garlicky.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Well, when you were talking about the, what was it, like oily breadiness, I was thinking like garlic bread.
And that's what I was thinking. Yeah, like Italian bread and and the oil, dipping oils.
Yeah.
Something like that would be actually pretty good with this beer. Have this with some appetizers and some... So maybe some Italian food might go pretty well. Like a spicy... Some kind of spicy meat sauce or something like that might go pretty well. So spicy pasta. You get a chance, check this one out. It's year-round. And it's from Weyerbacher. Rate Beer rates this 99 out of 100. Beer Advocate users rate this a 92, and the Alstrom Brothers rate it a 90.
Oh.
Dang. Jeez.
It's the Tweet of the Week. Tweet of the Week. It's the Tweet of the Week. Tweet, tweet. Tweet of the Week, yeah.
Icono iRock says,
what do a burnt pizza, frozen beer, and a pregnant chick have in common? None of the foods were smart enough to take it out in time.
Tweet of the week, yeah.
Time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coasters email and hotline. Yeah.
No backwash this week, but if you'd like to send us an email, you can email us backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com, or you can even call our hotline, 339-225-9274, or 339-BACKWASH, without the C.
All right, everybody, last call.
Let's go. That's right. This is our time to give out pint ratings, do some shout outs and whatnot.
Pint ratings, Toby.
All right. For the Chateau Rogue First Growth Good Chit Pilsner. Yeah, this one had a little bit too much of the metallic-iness for my tastes. But I still believe that if you're going to go lager, pilsner, whatever, check these ones out if you like that style.
Unintended.
It does have a really good crispness, so it would be great on a hot summer's day, whatever, backyard, mowing the lawn, yard work, hanging with your buds, throwing some darts, whatever. So I'm going to give it a 3 because I think for what it's worth, you know, 3 pints, not bad. And for one word, I'm going to say palest because it's the palest beer I've ever had.
Probably. I'd like to see that comparison, but I'm sure that it's got to weigh in the top 3.
At least palest craft beer I've ever had.
Yeah.
But I'm still drinking it, so it's not horrible, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
For me, for the Chateau Rogue.
You say that so much better than me.
For the good chit, it was pretty good chit. It had. I mean, I'm kind of on the same page as Toby, where it did have. Had some metallic-iness, which kind of is one of the reasons why it's not my favorite style. But really drinkable, you know. And I would take this, you know, I drink this over any other lagers I can think of offhand. Not that we haven't had some decent lagers from time to time on the show, but the very, very drinkable. I'm going to give it 3 pints as well. But a very drinkable 3 pints.
Yeah.
For one word, I'm going to go with 2 again and do throw up the Czech metal again. And of course, metal. You know, Czech.
Sweet.
Like Czech Republic, you know.
Right.
CZ. For the Weyerbacher, the double Simcoe IPA, I enjoyed this one. It was funny that once it started to warm up, I got more a pine-like flavors in there.
Still got a couple sips left here.
and it started kind of to turn towards the pine side and less citrus. Not even sure if it's truly citrus that I'm picking up with that particular hop, you know. But anyway, I'm going to give this 4 pints. It was a very drinkable, very oily, you know, hop oily type beer, and I enjoyed it. And if you get a chance, I mean, this is a regular offering from Weyerbacher, so I would definitely, you know, pick this one up.
Weyerbacher. What's your one word?
My one word is Simcoe My.
Is that like a, oh my?
Oh my. Yeah.
Simcoe registered trademark. My.
No, Simcoe. Oh, the big O.
Oh, Simcoe.
Oh,
cool. What about you, Dave?
You know, this Hangar 24 Columbus IPA, at first it was a little bit confusing. You know, now that I've had it, let it sit for a few minutes, you know, I'm starting to get it a little more. I think this beer was probably a little more sophisticated than I was thinking it was going to be, and so I think it caught me off guard. Some of the flavors that I was getting, I was thinking about it, you know, over the show here, and, you know, kind of tasting it and trying to figure out what it was, and I think I finally figured out what it is, and it's like a sage. This has definitely got some sort of herbiness to it. And that's that dryness. I don't know if you ever like ran around in a field where there's a bunch of sage, but I know I have, and I remember we were playing like some game in the field, like soccer. Actually, it was one of those big, huge, like 6-foot earth balls, and we were pushing that thing around. And I remember I fell, and my face went straight into a bunch of sage, and I stood up, and I had this taste in my mouth, and it was this dry, herby thingy, and that's what this beer reminds me of. So my one word for this is going to be sage. That being said, I think that even further supports my food pairing with something like with chicken soup, because that's something that you're going to have a lot of herbal things in.
Right,
so
right.
You know. So that being said, I do want to upgrade what I was originally going to give it as a rating. So I'm going to come in with this at 3.5. I think that this hop variety is not really for me, but I think it's, like I said, it wasn't a mess of a beer at all. I think it was very well put together. I think it's balanced. It's just, you know, not the best tasting thing in the world, I think, for me. I mean, I'm sure there's people out there that would probably love this beer, and apparently there are, because, you know, the ratings that they gave were pretty good. So
for my pint rating on the Knee Deep Citra Extra Pale Ale, I dug it, man. It's good. I mean, it's got great hop flavors. If you like it, the hop, this is a good one.
If you like it, the hop, you will like it. It's a beer.
You like it, the bush, Shabetta?
What did Dave say? The hop bush.
Yeah, the hop bush. So I'm going to go 4 pints. It's very tasty. And for my one word, I'm going with, kind of like what Mike did, going citrastic.
Nice. Citrastic.
Citrastic, baby. But yeah, pretty good. Good job, Knee Deep. So those are our pint ratings for our 150th show.
150? You said 50.
150.
150th. Our Easter single hop show. And you can find us in a number of ways. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Untappd, Google+, and we are now on Pinterest.
Oh, that's for all the ladies out there. Everyone that I see is on Pinterest is a chick.
For all our middle-aged ladies out there.
Well, no, I'm going to... Oh, that gave me an idea.
For all our... Yeah. For all our suburban housewives, mother of three...
Yeah, we did it. I mean, the main reason why we started doing it, and it's in its infancy right now. We don't even have even like full boards, pin boards, so to speak, or whatever you want to call them. But there was just more that we liked about beer that we didn't really talk about too much on the show. Like, you know, cooking with beer, just art. We talk about how much we like certain labels of different breweries. And
true.
Then
true.
These cool infographics, like, you know, we talked about... You know, we make jokes about the Craftus Erectus and all those. Well, that was actually a cool infographic that if you didn't see, you know, if you didn't see it, obviously, while you're listening to the show, but if you were to click on our Hot Topics section, you know, that week.
I still think we need
that's the kind of stuff that we think is really cool, but yet it's not something that we're going to splash all over the web page, so we figured Pinterest is the perfect venue for something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Sweet.
So check it out. All kinds of beer-related things. Like I said, beer art, beer recipes.
You know, cooking with beer...
Beer-rections.
Beer-rection. Did you say beer-rection?
Beer-rections. Subscribe to the show in iTunes, and we're also available on callisto.fm.
Check out our Wiggity website, beercoasterspodcast.com. Click on the shop link for your swag, shirts and steins and stickers and things. Check out Toby's Brews Paper, the Brews Paper link. It's cool. The Beer Coasters Daily, it's got all kinds of beer-related news and videos and stuff like that. So check us out. We got some cool stuff. We even got a little Pinterest bottle cap that we did, too. It's kind of cool.
Hey, and tell your friends. Tell your friends, friends, and thanks for listening. Are we supposed to tell our friends, friends, thanks for listening? Or are we supposed to just tell our friends to tell our friends, friends, listening. Thanks?
If your friends are listening, thank them for us.
Yeah, spread the word.
There you go.
And if you're not listening, shame on you.
And if... Yeah. Support your local brewery, brew pubs, beer bars, and home brewers, etc. So,
if your friend's not listening, then have your friend tell you to listen to the show.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. If you're not listening, have your friend tell you to listen.
This reminds me of that commercial for that show Idiot Abroad.
Great. Our show reminds him of idiots.
Yeah.
Which is actually pretty funny, by the way. Recommended. Anyways,
drink local, because local's fresh.
Nice. Don't drink and drive. That's just dumb.
Who's got shout-outs? Who's got a shout-out?
I'll take a couple shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to Pretty Things Beer and Ale Project, and also Greg from the OC Beer Blog.
Wait, I want to give a shout-out to our Untapped homies, especially RPK Stogie, which I believe is Rick from the Land of the Ice and Snow.
Is it?
That's him.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he hit us up on Untapped. I untapped a beer, and he commented on it, so I wanted to give him a shout-out. I haven't heard from him in a while. So.
I have the Untapped shout-out, so get to that, too.
And I want to shout-out to Crazy Dave. Thanks for doing the show tonight.
Word. Thanks for having me. Send us a backwash at beercoasterspodcast.com, or do what I do in direct dial, 339-BAKWASH. Program that into your cell phone. Just dial it.
Dial it with your drinking.
Or when you're not, but just call it every once in a while. Or even call and hang up. Make it think that someone actually.
Yeah, that's what Crazy Dave did. Called and hung up. I was like, oh, sweet, we got Google Voice. Oh, I know that number. Oh, let's see what he said. Oh, he didn't say anything. No.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter.
Enjoy
your Easter Sunday beers with your Easter Sunday brunch.
A reminder to all our listeners, this is your show. We're just drinking in it. Cheers.
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 Cheers, Chris.
Stay tuned next week when Beer Coaster Chris joins the show.
That would be awesome if all of a sudden Chris just pops in at the end. He's like, cheers.
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. Podcast with us next week, right here on Beer Coasters.
Yeah. Thanks, Easter Bunny.
Bark, bark.
Not necessarily bush. I mean, if you're getting that, I mean, there's something else going on. You know, like some secondary yeast or something.
Great. Our show reminds him of idiots.